Lord, thank you. Thank you for who you are, Abba Father. Thank you that you are the King of glory, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I bless you, Lord. We bless you, O God. For today, this is the hour, this is the day that you had made to each and every one of us, Lord. We will rejoice and we will be glad, no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs. God, we thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome again to House of Hope, and I know it is not an accident. It is a divine plan of the Most High God for you to find or to locate this channel or podcast or radio program. There is hope to the hopeless while you are waiting. And God knows who you are. God knows you are waiting for a long period of time. But I want to speak to you that waiting is a period of learning. And the longer it takes that you wait, the more you will hear about what is the plan of God in your life. So waiting helps you to fight a good fight of faith. Waiting helps you to have an endurance and perseverance. So God is talking to you today. God is talking to you today. I want you to open your mouth, open your heart, and repeat after me. I will make it in the name of Jesus. I will make it in the name of Jesus. You are a woman of God and a man of God that keeps on waiting, keeps on waiting, keeps on waiting. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you are waiting for, but if you decree and declare every minute, every hour, or whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to declare, you will say like this, Lord, I will make it in Jesus' name. When I'm waiting, Lord, I have endurance. When I'm waiting, Lord, I persevere. When I'm waiting, Lord, I walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. I speak release of anointing of perseverance in your life right now. I speak release of anointing of endurance to you right now. I speak release of patience in your life right now. There is a saying says, happy is the person who learns to wait as he prays, never loses his patience. For God's time is the best time. Yes, you want the things to happen quickly, instantly, like a microwave, you know what, like a microwave, that if you want to, I always say this, you know, we cannot have a microwave, you know, an instant result. You are always go to some process, some test of trials of life. So, and you must be happy. In your waiting, there is a blessing. In your waiting, there is a blessing. So never loses your patience. For God's time is always the best time. For God's time is always the best time. Hear the word of the Lord this evening, this morning. Yes, maybe there are doors or some doors are closed for you right now. But you keep on waiting, patience. Remember this, there is the word of the Lord that God wants to bring it to you. And you must hear diligently what God is telling you today. For this is the hour, this is the time of miracles. This is the time of supernatural miracles of your patience and endurance. Remember this, when God closes one door, he opens another door far greater than what you could have expected. When that door is already closed, no man can open it, because God closes a door. But when God closes that door, He will open another door, far greater than what you could expect. Have you felt that you are called in a particular ministry? Have you felt that you are called as evangelist, a pastor, a prophet, or any calling of God in your life? A businessman, a worship leader, a worker, a helper, in any particular ministry that God is calling you. But that calling, sometimes and most of the time, take longer than you hope, than you are expecting. But the good thing is that you keep on hoping, you keep on believing, you keep on decreeing, you keep on expecting and believing that it will come to pass. What do you do when you are waiting? When you are waiting, are you going to open your mouth and complain? When you are waiting, are you going to open your mouth and says, no, nothing happened, I will give up. Nothing happened, it's not time for me. Remember, in the Bible, in Ecclesiastes, there is a season and a time for everything. Not something, but for everything. So today, whatever you are deciding, you asked God for a couple of years, long time ago, and still there is no manifestations, don't lose hope. Because there is hope to a hopeless situation. And God is looking to your response. If your response is negative, or you respond by expectation, believing that you are walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. So God is telling me to tell you, hallelujah, that it's not what you want. It is God's timing for you to have it. It is God's timing for you to move forward, not to whine, not to complain, because every effort or every waiting period that you are having right now through your prayers of faith, it will come to pass and it will manifest in the name of Jesus at the perfect time, in the right place. Are you hearing the voice of God? Are you hearing the voice of God? Because I believe God is always blessing His people when your response is correct pertaining to the things that are going on in your life. You are not going to fail. Remember, put it in your mind that you are successful. Believe in the power of God. Believe in the power of your prayer when you are waiting. When you are waiting for something, you need to ask God for the strength. Because He said, you know, the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. And I believe in prayer. It's time. It is time. There is time for everything. There is the best way, in the name of Jesus, that in your waiting period, if you believe in your prayer, God is giving you the strength in the name of Jesus. Make a decision today. Talk about your blessing more than your problems, more than the waiting period, more than what you are seeing in the natural. Because this is it. Whatever you focus on, it will expand and you will be disappointed. You will be discouraged. Hallelujah. But Father, today in the name of Jesus, O God, I thank you for this man and woman, O God, who are under the sound of your voice, Father God. And I decree and declare, O God, victory over their life right now. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, I pray that they will listen unto you. They will faint not, O God. Father, I decree and declare, O God, your word, your power, O God, to destroy, dismantle, the works of the enemy over their mind. I demolish every fear. I demolish every impatience. I demolish every worry in the name of Jesus. I decree, O God, that this man and woman, O Lord God, will walk by faith, not by sight. Will walk by faith, not by sight. Father, I thank you for strengthening your people right now. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you who begun a good work to this man and woman, O Lord God, you said when one door closed, O God, another doors will be opened for them in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, I decree, O God, that in the period of waiting, Lord God, Lord, there is a potential blessings coming, O God. There is a unstoppable blessing that is coming right now in the name of Jesus, O God. I decree supernatural touch, supernatural hints, O Lord God, of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for those who are waiting in that room, that you will empower them, O God. The room of waiting, O God, we release, O God, the room, the multiple streams, O Lord God, of blessing. Unstoppable doors are opening. Opportunities are coming to this man and woman in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, I decree in Jesus' name that you who begun a good work to this man and woman, that you who begun a good work, O Lord God, to this businessman, to these workers, O God, to these pastors, O God, evangelists, O God, to this fivefold ministry, O God, release fire of the Holy Ghost, release unstoppable door, release uncommon favor, O God, release merited favor, O God. I decree in Jesus' name, as they are waiting in the waiting room of blessings, O God, Father, I declare in Jesus' name that your blessings are greater, O God, that your blessings are greater. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. And right now, O God, every disappointment, every discouragement in the name of Jesus, I uproot in Jesus' name. That desire that you want to happen in times, in a period of your waiting, God says in his word in Psalms 37 verse 4 and 5. Psalms 37 verse 4 and 5. The Bible says to you, he is revealing the truth. He is revealing his covenant to you, man and woman of God, pastors, prophet, evangelist. He said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desire of your heart, not other heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him and he will do it. He will do it. But the good things and the things that you want to do right now is delight yourself in the Lord. Are you delighting God? When you are delighting God, he will give you the desire of your heart. So that desire, it might be some delays in the name of Jesus, but it doesn't mean when there is delays, it will not happen. Keep believing, keep seeing, keep decreeing, keep walking by faith, not by sight, and the manifestations is coming to you even right now if you delight yourselves in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to share. If you are on YouTube channel, please subscribe. And I want you to log into our website and bring your testimony in Jesus' name.